You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Friday, commentator Gary Borders gives a nod to a unique goodbye orchestration that was replete with Mr. Peanut, Monkey Business, and movie candy, resulting in a one-of-a-kind memorial service.
Gary Q. Frields lived and breathed for art in its various mediums. He was a legendary teacher as well, perhaps proudest of students that became teachers of art. At his memorial service recently in Lufkin, I talked to a young woman who was about to begin teaching art at a community college. To prepare, she was reviewing what she had learned in Frields' classes at SFA in Nacogdoches. Now she is teaching what she learned from him. I'm certain he's looking down with great satisfaction. Frields died at 67 of cancer in August. Frields planned his memorial production, which he titled My Last Presentation. But he didn't just plan it. Frields produced, directed, and starred in the hour-long video. It was screened at the beautifully restored Pines Theater in downtown Lufkin for a few hundred friends, colleagues, and former students. In the invitation, he called it, a last chance for me to explain myself through a visual production. This review of my life has the feel of watching a farcical, far-fetched, bittersweet adventure full of monkey business, thrills, and bliss. He added, very likely this event is being nationally televised, with this day designated as a postal and banking holiday. Well, it wasn't, but at least popcorn and M&Ms were served. Although tears were shed, far more often laughter wafted through the crowd, as Frields narrated what he described as his incredibly charmed life. Growing up in Waco, playing football for Baylor, a brief stint in the Army, then receiving his bachelor's and master's in fine art at SFA. In 1978, he came to Kilgore College as head of the art department. Frields loved Elvis and Mad Monkeys, both of which appeared often in his art, sometimes in the same piece. I have a charcoal drawing by Frields featuring a giant Elvis head on its side. A pair of monkeys are in the background, skipping rope in the moonlight. It's called Best of Times, Worst of Times. Mr. Peanut, who was listed at the tail end of a long list of honorary pallbearers, also figured at times in Frields' work, which is bountiful, varied, and exuberant, much like Frields. When Kilgore College officials in 1986 bowed to local pressure and dismantled an abstract sculpture called Night Winds that anchored a corner of the Longview campus, Frields resigned as art department chair in protest and took an adjunct position at SFA. It was a courageous move, but others have told me he felt he had no choice at the time. He flourished there. Our paths crossed often since I ran the newspaper there for more than a decade. His reputation as a terrific teacher spread beyond campus. A few months before he died, SFA Friends of the Visual Arts established an art scholarship in his name, which touched him greatly. During the memorial video, Frields showed what appears to be a bronze sculpture he created some years ago of his late mother's bust. It came to him as she lay dying in the final stages of Alzheimer's. The rear of her head is riddled with jagged holes, though her face is untouched. In the narration, Frields described how he came about to make the piece, what it meant to him, and how it was his means of expressing the loss of his mother. Frields indeed led a charmed life, doing what he loved for many years, and leaving behind so many people whose lives he touched as a teacher and a friend. Here is what he wrote. Strive to have a creative, imaginative, and original life. Avoid self-imposed limitations such as conventional, habitual thinking, or doing something because it's what everyone else does. Great final words.
Commentator Gary Borders teaches journalism at Kilgore College. You can find his work at garyborders.com. Morning Edition continues in a moment on Red River Radio.